find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
What would you say is one of the most common lies that people tell their dentist?
I'm thinking either, well, I would think either like brushing twice a day, which you hope people do, but at the same time, that's questionable, or flossing.
Yeah, flossing's one of the biggest ones.
Oh, totally. I used to lie about that all the time, but now I actually do floss on a consistent basis.
I don't consistently, and most of the time, as I've gotten older, I start to actually be more truthful.
Yeah.
Like, gonna be honest with you, I know I should be doing this,
yeah,
but I'm totally not. I just flossed for the first time in a week,
yep,
just before this appointment.
Yeah.
But according to a new survey, 39% of people say that they do that, that they lie about it. They also lie to their doctors. So you're lying to everyone that you're spending a bunch of money on, like exercise and your eating habits. And one of the next biggest lies you tell your doctor, followed by sleep habits, and then also how much alcohol you've had.
But the funny part about this is that, they're going to know.
Right.
So it's weird that people do lie about that. And yeah, I've reached a point where if I'm not doing it, I'm like, sorry, doc, it kind of just didn't happen. You're right. As you get older, on average, you become a little bit more honest about that stuff because it is what it is.
You should be honest with that stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's your doctor. He's going to tell you, you know, if you're dealing with something or you're not doing something right, he's going to try and push you in the right direction.
Yeah.
And you're also not going to get an appointment for him for another 6-8 months, probably.
And same thing with a dentist. They're like, yeah, your gums look terrible. You're definitely lying about
that. We just need to take all these out then if you're doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing.
There's something wrong. This is interesting here. So last week there was a person just running on a trail and all of a sudden a mountain lion just like popped out of nowhere and attacked him.
Okay.
And they killed the mountain lion with their bare hands. Not with their bare
hands.
So
he defended himself and was able to ward off this mountain lion?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they exactly did this because that is insane. And
jeez.
I don't know. I'm hoping like, well, I was going to say if it was just their hands, they didn't actually have a weapon. So that's interesting. So this kind of just brought up the topic of what people actually do in a situation like this. Like, is it flight or fight? And what do you do?
I think if I'm attacked by a mountain lion, there's no chance I'm getting out of this situation.
Would you actually try to fight, or would you try to run away from it?
If I could run away, I'd run.
Okay.
But there's no fight in a mountain lion.
Apparently there is.
But I am not a big man like this guy is.
That kind of is the big topic of what would you like actually do. And it's the same thing as if, you know, you're dealing with someone who's trying to start a fight with you in general, whether it being just a verbal fight or actually a fist fight. And
I just lay down and cry and act like I'm injured. So I hope that works with a mountain lion too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting just because I don't know. There's some people that do tend to try to get into fights with people consistently.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is your problem? Why do you have to do this? But I don't know.
I think you could fight a mountain lion.
You think so?
I think so. I think you'd win.
I've been training pretty hard, so I gotta figure.
I've been working on my mountain lion fighting skills.
But that's Coffee Talk for today.